Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. This Aspire podcast and podcast is being recorded and aired for February the 23rd, 2025. And I have got a doozy of a question, as I like to put it here, and I'm very grateful for it. Sometimes I wonder why people ask these questions, but then again, I know why. Because there was a time and a period in my life where I would ask the same kinds of questions. So I kind of understand why a person would do this. There is nothing wrong with this question. It's just very interesting to me how obsolete it is in my own life right now because of changes that are always occurring within the unfoldment of my spiritual mystique of the mystical. I see things in a different light. When I was younger, I would ask these questions that I'm going to share with you. And this one's by Jeff. And he does not tell me where he lives. He says, why were we created in the first place? And then he went into what a mess we've made here of this world. And he is absolutely right. And so when I was younger, I would think these things. When I was in seminary, why were we created? You know, I would ask these questions myself of the teachers there. None of them, of course, had any clue as to why or what. The answer was always something that was someone else's answer that they were repeating to me. And I just found it highly annoying that nobody had any real direct experience of the question, why were we created? I used to wonder that. When I was a little boy, I'd lay in bed and think, why am I me? What made me me? And I would really lay in bed. I was probably, somewhere around the 8 to 12 time period, looking for some sort of answer that would satisfy my intellectual curiosity. But I have to say, I did get an answer. And it was not one that I totally understood. So the question itself is obsolete, okay? Why was I created? That's not really the question. How I was created is not the question. There shouldn't be a question because a question only takes me further away from the answer that I think that I am seeking. So there is that problem because intellectually, you know how things go. This is the way I think, and I can only think the way I think because that's my intellectual acuity, and therefore there are many questions that just don't have many answers that are maybe factual or true or whatever. So let's get into it a little bit here. Why were we created? We weren't created. We're an evolution. And my experience of this comes not from what teachers taught me or people told me. This is my own revelation, and it's still in process. It is not to be put into stone, as it were. I always keep it open. You asked. I hesitate always to say things to you or to share things with you that are of my own personal nature, but this is a good one to talk about a little bit here on the podcast. So the mind always wants to know what something is from the beginning of the thought to the end of it. By the time I have a thought in my mind about any given question, I already have come up with some answer. And all I am doing is thinking I'm a great archer by sticking the arrow in the tree and painting the bullseye around it. That's the way my thinking works. So I can only think what my logic and reasoning are. And so when someone asks me this question, if I'm being in the intellectual Gregory Edward, I would stick the answer in the middle and paint my logic and reasoning around it and call it macaroni, and that would be it. But that's not the way it works. That's not the way it is. We weren't created. We are a part of an evolutionary thing. This thing cannot have words to it. It is wordless. The universe and the Gregory and you, my dear Jeff, were created as a form of evolution. It was an evolution with no plan. There was no idea that this will do and that will do and this will happen if I do that, blah, blah, blah. It doesn't work like that. The establishment of the presence of the source in this universe has been well established. We are an evolution of that presence of the source. It has no beginning. It has no end, as I talked to Janet about it in yesterday's offering. So this is very hard for us to wrap our head around because we like definition to our life. We like to think in the form of what the mind can think. So the mind can't think this evolution. It just can't. No matter how you try, it will never work. And the object of the game is to be able to see that evolution, to understand that evolution for what it is, inexplicable. There is a great difficulty in trying to comprehend what can't be comprehended. It is very hard to understand what can't be thought. When words get in the way, when thoughts and words get in the way, we're in deep, deep trouble. And that's the issue. We do not have any respect or reverence for the process of the source in our life, and hence we have a great deal of difficulty living our life, finding the way, the truth, and the light of our life. We have a very difficult time with that because it doesn't fit our mental acuities. So instead of opening ourselves up to a mind that is no longer hampered by right and wrong, good and bad, that is not in conflict with itself, which is not searching for some quote-unquote intellectual answer. Instead of understanding all of that and being willing to drop the idea of a thought beginning here and ending there, and then coming to a conclusion about that thought and believing that that thought is right, we miss. You have to have a spacious mind, a mind that is not connected to anyone or anything or any ideal or any belief. If you can sit with that, Jeff, you will understand you were not created. You're a form of evolution. You are first consciousness, and then you take form, and that consciousness lives within you as the form that you take in this world to manifest yourself as you so need to, for a reason that is beyond the speculation of our human thinking. So that's a separate issue altogether. So if you can just realize you were not created, you are a part of an evolution, a revolution that becomes the evolution and vice versa. If you can understand that, if you can sit with that quietly with no thoughts interrupting or no thoughts infecting the question itself, realizing that you are nothing but the evolution of a tremendous love that's when it will all come together a little bit. But it's never final. Always know that. Never come to finality with a question like this or your life. Hope that helped. Thank you for your kind comments, Jeff, and may this serve you well. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back on the air next week. As always, please forgive me. Namaste.